understand, we take one or two testimonies. Raymond, come and check whether these things are working. 1 Kings chapter 18. We should be through in the next 30 to 45 minutes. Join me in 15 minutes. Verse 41. And Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound. Say after me, a sound. A sound of abundance of rain. This is the scripture. Show me 41. This is the scripture that the Lord began to open up to us. In view of Sonship Conference 2019. And Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound. So, God began to show us that for every move of God, there has to be a sound in the spirit. Your capacity to execute and align with the move of God is dependent on your ability to discern the sound. Harmonize your whole being to that sound. If you have read the book of Acts, show me Acts chapter 2, then we come back here. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. This is the way it is. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire. It sat upon each of them. This is the best way I will explain it. Fire actually is the same fire. It is not as if it began to fell, on each. No. What appeared was a cloven tongue of fire. And then the thing now divided itself. It is in the dividing that every man collected of the same portion of fire that entered the upper room. But before the fire came to the upper room, something happened in the throne room. In verse 2. Pay attention to what you are doing. It doesn't take that long. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven. So what left heaven was what? No, I'm not asking you. What left heaven was what? What entered the upper room was what? Huh? Where are you now? Huh? Okay, you are not with me. God forbid that you are with me. If me and you were in the same place, I'm in big trouble. So the point I'm trying to make is that what left heaven was what? A sound. But what appeared in the upper room was cloven tongues of fire. So it was a sound, a commandment. Many times when you have those kind of heavenly encounters, all you can see is maybe an angel will speak. Many times the Bible says that when an angel speaks, it sounds like thunder. How many of you have read it? Sometimes like trumpets. You see, so that is an angel speaking, but what you see, what you hear is thunder. So when they went to heaven, they made a sound. What appeared on earth was cloven tongues of fire. So if you will be consistent with the project of God, the administration of God per season, you will have to know when the sound is made. Because when the sound is made, people will benefit to the tune that they are able to discern the sound. Are you getting the point? Yes, the sound will be made. I hope you did not reduce my... Have you touched it since I started? Okay, go back to the book of 1 Kings chapter 18. And Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. Watch. Where is Elijah picking this information from? You see, that is why I have to go to the book of Acts to give you perspective. That when a sound was made in heaven, what they are seeing on earth is a whole different thing. But what was happening in heaven was what? A sound. So before every move of God, a sound has to be made in heaven. It is your capacity to trace that sound. So what is the sound that heaven is making on your life? You see, that is why even creation is woven with sound codes. Many times what we call activations into certain functions in our life is retaining the energy to activate certain sound codes in you, because those sound codes are within your ordination. They are the fabrics with which your ordination is woven. God spoke and things came into being, meaning that the fabric, the basic element of his creation is sound. That is why you cannot communicate any God essence or reality except you understand light and sound. I'm not speaking like that religion. So when we say light, when we say all of these things is in the word of God, so that you will not drift. The word of God, the word of God, the word of God, the word of God, the word of God. But when you receive it in your spirit, it might not come as those letters that you heard. Are you getting the point now? When that sound is made, something about you is activated. Something about you comes into action. Something about you comes into manifestation. There are many warriors that will never arise to war until a sound is what? Made. It is when the sound is made that they will be activated into their ministry. Are you getting the point? So Elijah traveled. Remember when he was given the basis of his authority, he said, before the Lord God, whom I what? I didn't hear you. Before the Lord God, whom I what? But he is at Mount Carmel. Meaning that even though he was standing at Carmel physically, spiritually his location is quite different. He is standing at a different spiritual location from the people that we are sitting and standing with him in the natural. So it was because of where he was standing in the spirit that he retained the capacity to broadcast a message. So after he has done the initial job that was done, actually we are not supposed to start here. If we are supposed to be correct in what we are doing, we would have gone back a little and seen that the fundamental issue with the kingdom of Israel that allowed those level of plague to come into their land was because there is no viable altar. Because God cannot come, the fire cannot come down from heaven except altars are available. So the available altars in the land of Israel as of that time was given over to a god called Baal. And because Baal is in the land, altars littered everywhere, high places. God can't come, even though he wants to come. So I believe that the major thing Elijah learned in the woods is how to raise altars. Mystery. So when he appeared, when they finished doing their own, he said, do your altar like this. So he raised altar. So before we even talk about many things, the move of God, we have to learn the way of the altar. Priesthood for long. And then when we do priesthood for long, we will from the altar piping into the heavenly broadcast. Then we begin to speak. Our mouth will echo what is happening in heaven. When men speak from altars, their voice is like an oracle. It was Peter that said, let him that speak as the oracle of the living God. Men speak as oracles, voices of deities represented with human vocal cords. So what they are saying is what God would have said if he was the one. So that was what Elijah came. Elijah has a manual. From the way he was acting, you will see he downloaded the manual. He came, he did the first one. First one was to deal with the prophets of Baal. He said they did contention, because when you raise altar, don't expect that as soon as you start doing business in your altar, every other altar should now run away. No, the prophets of Baal tested their own altar against his own to confirm whether his own has a stronger power to overthrow their own. If your own is not stronger than our own, why should we give in to you? So as Elijah was saying, they also raised their own altar, did everything, nothing happened. Because the first contest is altar versus altar. Let the one that have power and authentication from heaven, let fire fall on it. I don't like my voice. He's doing like I'm using PA system. Nothing. So when Elijah has finished dealing with the matters of the altar, you saw how deliberate he was in the building of the altar. He said, throw trenches around it. They built trenches. He now told them to bring wood. They brought wood. Told them to, instead of bringing fuel or whatever, he said, pour water. Hey! So after me, pour water. There is something Elijah knows you need to know. They poured water, finished pouring. He said, pour second time. They pour second time. He said, pour third time. They continue pouring water. If you were with Elijah those days, your faith will live. But Elijah is a man of the altar. He knows the secret. Even if 1 minute of time, it doesn't look as he's working, Elijah knows that water can burn. Water can burn. So after they have set up the altar, he lifted up his voice and said, answer me, Jehovah, answer me. By fire. Fire came down. And for the first time, the Bible said that the fire was leaking the water. Leaked the water. Fire get level up. It was when fire fell upon that altar that Elijah knew he can do anything now. There is a measure of response you can receive. There are certain voices around the altar that need to bear witness to your business of the altar. Once those witnesses of the altar comes, you know that God is backing you up now. This is better now. Before it was in, I don't understand. Before that fire fell, Elijah has manual. He knew that God will walk. God told him to walk. But he cannot step beyond that point. Because the killing of the prophets of Baal, altar, fire falling, is not why Elijah came on. The reason why Elijah came is because he wants to bring down the reign of revival. His target is what? Revival. His target is what? Revival. But before you bring revival, you have to understand the way of the altar. You have to contend. When you raise altars, you from your altar contend with the altars of darkness. Then when you have defeated them, you slaughter their prophets. And Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for there is the sound of abundance of rain. This sound that Elijah heard made him a captive. He made him a captive of the secret place. He made him a captive of fasting. He heard the sound. He was privileged to participate in the council of the mortals, and they were discussing about what they want to do in Africa. They were discussing about what they want to do in Nigeria. They were discussing about what they want to do in your village. Why do you think they allowed you to hear the sound? Why? So everything Elijah, because I will show you what he began to do from here. 7 times the man was like this. Because of the sound he heard, he became a captive of what? The sound. So when we did Sound of Revival some years ago, you know, somebody that doesn't know can even think that that means no. It means that the sound has made us captive of its broadcast. We will not stop until through our lives the sound that is made finds expression. Get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound. Let me see the next verse. So Ahab went up to eat and to drink. Are you Ahab? Are you Ahab? Are you Ahab? Anyway. Are you Ahab? Are you Ahab? Ahab went up to eat and to drink. And Elijah went up to the top of where? Carmel. I don't know why, if God wants to do serious business with men, he calls them out of what they are in the natural. He calls them up from the lower places. He calls them to the mountains. He calls them to the mountains. Anybody you see in the valley, I'm not saying you are sinning, but I'm saying you don't know how to do business with God in deep places. It so happens that if God wants to do business with you in deep places, he calls you up. It's a mystery. He wants to go deep with you. Huh? How does he do it? He calls you up. He calls you up to the mountains. He said, come up here. Come, let me tell you the things that will happen after now. And it's better you don't hear those things. You know why men are casual? The sound has not hit their heart. When it hits your heart, you become a implicated, a victim of that sound. You can't sleep, you can't be normal, you can't eat, you can't relate, you can't do anything. It seems as if you are imprisoned by that sound. It was Jesus that said, I will not drink of this kind of wine again, except in the kingdom. He has seen something, he's captivated by what is about to be unveiled, the season that is opening on, the dimension that God is bringing to us, the plans and purposes that is in the heart of God. He decided to shelve his plans, shelve his agenda, and focus on what God is doing. Because if revival comes, all our plan can happen in one day. If revival comes, all the things we are laboring for, calling it prayer points, can happen in one day. One day. One day. Because what revival does is to go to the root of the matter and deal with it. When you come to Nigeria now, what is the problem with Nigeria? Corruption. So no matter the policy you make, no matter the money you make, no matter what is happening, it has not changed anything until revival comes to the root of corruption and uproots it. Even when Pa S.D. Elton was alive, he spoke about corruption. He said that Nigeria, people will detest Nigerians, but a day will come, men that is riding on the wings of righteousness will appear, and nations of the earth will come and say, we want to be your brethren. I don't know when it will happen. Will it happen in our time? Are you the one who is to come? Are we the generation that is to come? Or should God wait for another generation? It is left to us. Huh? That is why we climb to camel. We climb to camel. We climb to camel. We climb to camel. And Elijah went up to the top of camel and he cast himself down upon what? The earth. He bent like this. Not kneeling down. Like this. And put his face where? I don't know how an elderly man did it. An elderly man. This is what the Bible said. He, like this. I know some of you can't even do it. And stay there. Stay there. When you appear before God and say, I can't do it. My waist. Elijah, we just stay one side in heaven and be doing his behavior like this. Elijah. There are many things that when you appear in heaven, you find out they will flog you koboko. You entered heaven. I don't have time to show you, but there is what we call the judgment seat of Christ. One of the component part of the judgment seat of Christ is rebuke. Say after me, rebuke. Jesus told some people, I will be ashamed of you before my Father. The people appearing before the Father are people that made it to heaven, not the people going to hell. There are people Jesus will be ashamed of. Rebuke, rebuke. There is recommendation. There is rebuke. So if you appear there and say, I cannot, you will realize that there is a pregnant woman there in 24 hours. I was begging her to sleep. She refused. I said, what is this? After some time, I was here. She stood up and she didn't even want to sit down. I said, what is this? God will always have a witness. God will always have men that will clear our doubts. You don't have an excuse. All your excuse has been rolled away. Because no matter how it is, there is somebody that has seen much more worse that kind of situation and stood tall in the spirit and conquered. So all the time, maybe you don't know, maybe you know, but God will raise a witness. Elijah at Mount Carmel, an elderly man, put his head between his knees and was groaning. And was groaning because he has already heard a sound. And as a prophet is, when a prophet hears something and God tell him to say it, he will hear and say what God said. You know, if it's this modern day prophets, when they say it, they will go and sleep and say, I'm a prophet, God has spoken by me, only for the thing not to happen. But if it's in the days of Elijah, when he says something, he goes back to make sure it happens, because he knows that there are still altars that will stand to contend with the truth of the word of God that is coming out from their mouth. So he went back to Carmel to enforce the sound that he heard. He heard a sound and he knew that it's true. But what you heard that is true might finally not manifest if you don't know how to kneel at Carmel. And he knelt the first time, the man Elijah. No wonder the Bible said in the book of James, he said that Elijah is a man of like passion. And he prayed. Anytime the Bible wants to mirror the dimension of importunity, the praying spirit, a forging through the life of a man, Elijah will stand like this, tall in the spirit, very tall. And every man that will enter into that layer will encounter Elijah. And when you touch Elijah, you begin to pray as if your life depends on it. When they tell you to stop, you will tell them, I heard the sound, I heard the sound, I heard the sound. And God said, 2021, I will bring redemption to my family. I heard a sound. 2021 is remaining 3 months. And then
Elijah told the young man, go and check. Show me. The young man checked and he didn't see anything. He said, but God told me 2021. Why haven't I seen it?
He came back again.
The second time he finished, and when he came out, the young man told him, I have not seen anything. He said, God told me 2020. I can hear God. May you be held captive by the sound. May the sound be so loud and strong. Let it be so loud and strong that it will hold your desires captive. Hold your days captive. When you want to come out, you won't come out. The way you are now. No. It's not only in the physical care.
From within me, Spirit, you take over. Holy fire, burn upon my heart. Holy fire, burn upon my altar. From within me, Spirit, you take over. Holy fire, burn upon my heart. Holy fire, burn upon my altar. From within me, Spirit, you take over. Holy fire, burn upon my altar. Holy fire, holy fire, holy fire, burn upon my altar. Holy fire, holy fire, holy fire, burn upon my altar. Holy fire, burn upon my altar. From within me, Spirit, you take over. Holy fire, burn upon my altar. Holy fire, burn upon my altar. From within me, Spirit, you take over. Holy fire, burn upon my altar. Holy fire, holy fire, holy fire, burn upon my altar. Holy fire, holy fire, holy fire, burn upon my altar. Holy fire, holy fire, holy fire, burn upon my altar. Holy fire, holy fire, holy fire, burn upon my altar. Holy fire, burn upon my altar. From within me, Spirit, you take over. Holy fire, burn upon my altar. Holy fire, burn upon my altar. From within me, Spirit, you take over. Holy fire, burn upon my altar. Holy fire, holy fire, holy fire, burn upon my altar. said to his servant, go up now, look toward the sea. he told his servant where to look. He said what? Look toward the sea. And he went and looked, went up and looked and said, there is nothing. And he told him, go again. He went the second time and said, there is nothing. He told him, go the third time. He went and said what? There is nothing. The man did not stop. He knew what God told him. Just because he didn't manifest the first time, didn't make him to stop. Just because he didn't manifest second time, didn't make him to stop. He knew what God told him. Third time, it did not happen. Fourth, it did not happen. By the fifth time, Elijah was willing to go any length. Sixth time, it didn't happen. If you are the one, you will stop. There can't be revival until importunate men begins to seek God non-stop with increasing level of intensity. You know, the tendency is to continue seeking God and following God, but the intensity has dropped. That is not what we are talking about. We mean, when you push the first time and it's not giving in the way you expect, you increase it. You do 6 to 12, it's not working, you increase it to 6 to 3. What God said is not coming, increase it to 6 to 6. It's not coming, 6 to 9. It's not coming, 6 to 12 in the night. It's not coming, you do 24 hours. It's not coming, you do 3 days. It's not coming, you start doing 3 days every month. It's not coming, you start doing 3 days every week. Increase your prayer. 1 hour every day is not coming, make it 2. 2 is not coming, make it 3. 3 is not coming, make it 4. 4 is not coming, make it 5. 5 is not coming, make it 6. 6 is not coming, make it what? 7. You do 7 hours, first day nothing. Second day nothing. Third day nothing, you continue. Fourth nothing. Fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth nothing. Ninth nothing, you continued. Fifteen nothing, and they told you to give up. Even your pastor told you, you have tried, I bless you, but you know what you saw. As powerful as your pastor is, he did not see it with you. He is there to guide you. You saw a vision, my friend. Your mother told you have tried, you will die. 20th, they offered you opportunity, gave you a visa to UK with 3 years working permit. Huh? Are you with me? And a job that pays you $50,000 in a year. That's a lot of money. $1,000 is equal to 500,000 naira. So a day to the time, just a few moments, you have this kind of open door. Is it open door? Every open door is not opened by God. If you continue to enter into many doors that are open to you, you will open one and it will be hellfire that is behind the door. All the doors that are open is not opened by who? By God. You need to find out. But many times before God opens the real door, Satan will open the fake one. And many people will enter inside. I'm not talking to you before you come and disturb me on WhatsApp. Let me go to another side. Sometimes you open door. My God is the God of open doors. Say it loud. My God is the God of open doors. Is the God of breakthrough. Is the God of favor. Is the God of speed. I enter into the open door. All the doors open for me. say after me, all the doors open for me, and I enter into all. May you meet, not meet dragons inside some of those doors. I said they collect moments before Jesus will die. They took him and wanted to make him king. The Bible said he escaped, removed his head. He has two choices. Either to die here and become king immortal, or to be made king by men and lose the eternal seat. It was Moses that was mirroring that dimension, and the scripture testified about Moses. He said he chose to suffer with the children of Israel for a moment of time. He considered it a higher thing to suffer shame with them than to enjoy the goodies of Egypt for a moment. He counted eternal treasures bigger accomplishment, bigger resources, things to acquire than the things that we see. So he decided to pay the price. Even when he had option, it's not a price if you don't have option. Six times Elijah was on his knees. And your mother will come and advise you and say, if you pray in tongues, do other things. If you pray in tongues, check this one, check this prophet, check this place. I'm not saying, because they have found out they can't stop you from praying now. So they started suggesting to you what to add to your prayer. What do you add to your prayer? No. What you will add to your prayer is your mother's suggestion. But you have prayed now. Hey, sister, are you sure I'm not talking to you? When you pray five times, they will tell you this prayer you have been praying, is it not what you have been praying for 3 years? We are not saying you should leave Jesus or leave your God. Just do like this more. What you don't know is that it is remaining one mountain to climb. It's remaining one mountain. Satan will make it very dark. But men of conviction, men that had sound. If we heard sound, it will keep us captive. And many times you need to go and hear the sound again, so that it will be afresh in your heart. What is pushing you on? I was listening to yesterday, I think maybe yesterday or the day before yesterday, I was listening to a song by Pastor Chintok, and my sister said, this song is an old song that I have been playing it for long. You know, I told her the reason why I'm playing this song. Many of the old songs, there are songs I have in my phone that have, any phone I buy, I put it back. They have been there for 6 years, 7 years, 8 years, 10 years. I'll make sure I transfer it. I'll make sure I transfer it. Do you know why? Those songs capture seasons of my life. This was the day they sent me away and told me, come and succeed in ministry. Let me see. I ran away empty-handed. Even Satan wanted to kill me. All my prayers stopped working. The small branch I was pastoring, they took it away from me. With all my labor there, I fasted like a diamond to make sure that thing was good. Organized all kind of prayer. Borrowed things from people. Borrowed, did all manner of things. As he was trying to do like this, he said, oh God, you are not doing it. I took it away. I went and started fasting. I couldn't even pray much, let me tell you the truth, because my heart was broken. The thing broke my will. It was those days that I stumbled on those songs by Chintok. Open my eyes to see your face. When I was playing it around the clock, that album, The Testimony of Jesus, many of them, I was playing it. After 30 days fasting, God began to speak to me. It was after that 30 days I now went to Kaduna. So anytime I play that, the voice I heard, the sound will become strong. And I will know if God gave me a sound to push me from that point. We can't come here and not finish. We can't come here now and not what? Finish it. Holy fire, holy fire, holy fire, burn up on my heart. This is where I'm going, and this is where we'll close. The next verse. And it came to pass at the seventh time that he said, behold, there ariseth what? Let's read it together. 1, 2, ready, go. I want us to start from behold and stop at the full stop. 1, 2, ready, go, everybody. Let's read it again. Just at the full stop. Let's read it again. Let's read it again. Let's read it one more time. When you see men that have traveled and waited for God for long, when they see it, they will know. Yes, they will know. Even if it's small like this, they will know that this is what they have been waiting for. Because it is not proportionate. It is not right that Elijah will invest that amount of prayer. Did you see what he just did? 7 times he fell at Carmel. And when he was through, he said, I thought everywhere will be doing. By the 6th time, 7th time, the whole mountain. But the Bible said, after the 7th time, what did we see? A small cloud, like the hand of a man. Very small. Flickers. But it is not. The only reason why you thought it's small is because you are interpreting as a man. You know why I'm telling you this? Some of us, the encounters and the things that made our life is not even those dramatic ones. It is that maybe after you have finished these 50 days, suddenly you notice that you can understand Bible more than you used to understand it. That is all. But you don't know that flicker, that small hand, is your destiny. But because you don't know, you will not invest in it. You suddenly realize that you can pray more than you can pray before. You can fast more than you can fast before. But it's just a flicker. Somebody that understands how to read that hand will invest all his time in prayer and fasting and study. Because this was a grace that was not available to you in different seasons of your life. Why is it that God opened it? It will mean that this grace is supposed to funnel God's dimension to your destiny. Now, when you start initially, because it's a small hand, it will not show. Until you give yourself to it over a period of time. And when you see what you become after some time, it will shock you. What did God do? I just noticed I can pray longer than a normal person. I just noticed that I can understand scripture more than a normal person. I just noticed that I can teach this Bible. It's not today. I've been teaching this Bible prophesy. But I noticed that after some season, it will increase. After, even when, even at home, it is me and my mother that used to teach Sunday school. Even in UNM, I'm the one that used to teach Sunday school. Amen. But what you will notice, the hand, you know what you will notice? Suddenly you realize that you began to see the scripture in a different way. Huh? I tell you, there is a way you look at this scripture. It will seem as if a maze. You know what is a maze? Like a labyrinth. Huh? Can you hear me? It will appear like a labyrinth. And suddenly something within you has the capacity to decode that labyrinth. You are looking at a labyrinth. When you look at it, you know where it will open up. You know, a maze and a labyrinth, when you look at it, you don't know the opening. You don't know where to follow and come out. Is it not true? But when you have, there is a deep dimension of this. When you have it, you know. You know, I will know where to come out. Hi. But you don't know, it's just a small hand. It's just a small hand. Or maybe when you finish, as you are going out, for no reason, somebody said, my auntie is looking for the fruit of the womb. Can we agree in prayer? You now pray for the person, deliver. Another person got pregnant. Another person, third person. You now left it because you felt it's not this one. You don't know that's the hand. Say after me, the hand. The problem is that after 7 days of tarrying, 7 times of tarrying, what we expect is, are you getting the point? Let everywhere be doing woo, 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 woo. But what God responded to 50 days of tarrying before him is just what? A small hand in the sky. So carnal men will not respond. Carnal, the effort of God, the intent of God is to defeat even your capacity to respond to his answers, to respond to his reward carnally. So even when the reward and answers come, you have to be in the spirit to respond properly, or you will not know. Imagine if Revival Hub started and we are just 6 or 7. Ask him now and then, when was I even preaching harder, now or that time? Now I'm not. I don't even care that we are just 6. No mic, no nothing, with just my voice, I'll be hammering it, teaching and tearing the scripture. And the power of God was present. That if I, it's not today it started, those days, if I'm talking, if you stand before me, boom. Ask Precious Okafuna. He was sitting before me one day, boom. Where is Ebube Victor? Where are you? He was sitting before me one day, boom. He's part of, you are not an old timer. You came to Akabona. This man tried. He used to take bike 500 or more. Our first messages that we recorded, I will just hold my phone or put it in my pocket. If you listen to it, you'll be hearing she of the pocket that is moving. And then you will hear cricket on the background. Eva. Meanwhile, people will listen to it and say, man of God, God touch me. I say, tell yourself the truth. Now God, they do this one. Meanwhile, you could have been waiting for, are you hearing me? You could have been waiting for where? It is that one that people listen to. And then a few others came. And then a few others came. And then others came. Now we can record by all means. Now we have many laptops. And even Precious can say the recording is missed, is lost. And with laptops, everything, gadgets everywhere. Gadgets worth millions of naira. Still, there is problem. So it will mean that don't look down on your small one. What is important is let the hand of God be on it. It's not gadget that you need. It's God that you need. Say after me, a hand. Say after me, a hand. The clouds. A hand in the clouds. Can you pray for 2 minutes? Ask God to help me to design my own hand in the cloud. Eh? Even if it is small, don't allow me to miss it. You are not praying because it is a small hand and there is a tendency to miss it and be doing other things. There is a tendency. It is a small hand. But he told him, go up, say to her, prepare thy chariot and get it down, that the rain stop thee not. There is a rain coming. 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 Discern your hand. There is a rain coming. There is a rain coming, brothers and sisters. I speak to you by the voice of God. There is a rain coming. There is a rain coming. Discern your hand in the cloud. Discern your hand in the cloud. In Jesus.